Turn tonight with us in your scriptures to the book of Joshua. Look in chapter number 13. Look at verse number 1. In Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. And when you find your place there, look over in chapter 14 to verses 6 through 13. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. And then over in Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 through 13. I'm going to share a message tonight about growing old. Chapter number 13 of Joshua, verse 1, and then in chapter 14, verse 6 through 13. Growing old, then what? Growing old, then what? Let's find out from God's Word. Joshua 13, verse 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. That's concerning Joshua. Now let's look at Caleb, his right-hand man, you might say, over in chapter 14 of Joshua. Look at verse 6, begin looking there through verse number 13. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. That's 85 in my book. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. At what age do you stop serving the Lord? At retirement? I retired now, I'm just going to back off, and I've done spent all those years serving God, and I'm just going to ease up now. No. When you get sick and don't feel like serving the Lord, do you quit then? No. When you get real busy and you start occupying yourself with something other than serving God, do you stop serving God and just do what you want to and live like you want to and occupy yourself with things of the world? No, you're not supposed to, at least. I know that happens a lot. But let me ask you this. Is there a time that exists, as long as we have health and mind and strength, is there a time that exists that you stop serving the Lord? Life is sort of like it was with the Israelites in Canaan. There were three stages of possessing the land in Canaan. First of all, they had to enter the land, and they did. And then when they got into the land, they had to conquer the land, and they did. Well, after they had entered the land and conquered the land, then they got to possess the land, didn't they? Well, you know, life's just sort of like that for us. Life to us is in three stages. Now, I'm talking about spiritual life. I entered the first stage of spiritual life when I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus, and so did you. That's when you enter the land or the life. And then you have to spend many years of maturing, and there's a lot of battles and a lot of conquering. Sometimes battles we win, sometimes battles we lose. But we have to mature after you enter the life of a Christian. You have to go through those maturing stages, and then the third stage comes in. You get to possess the very life that you entered through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God made some promises to Joshua as well as to Caleb. And sometimes God makes promises to us, and we have to live out our lives just waiting on God's promise. Just waiting and waiting and waiting. God's promises are not always fulfilled the moment He promises them to you. You could die waiting on God's promises. Some of His promises are to us on the other side, aren't they? Not down here. So we have to live our lives just working for the Lord, waiting on the Lord, and just wanting those promises to come to fulfillment in our lives. Well, here's a classic example of what I'm talking about in the life of Joshua as well as the life of Caleb. Both these men were growing old. As we read in Joshua 13:1, God said Joshua is growing old, he's well stricken in years, he's weakening, and he's going to die sometime soon. And on the other hand, you find Caleb. He's an old man too. He's 85 years old. But yet we find Caleb as strong at 85 as he was at 45. Two good classic examples of growing old, yet still serving God, waiting on God's promises to be fulfilled, working for the Lord, wanting God's promises to be fulfilled in their lives. We need to look at these men's lives in example. We're going to primarily deal with Caleb tonight, but Joshua's example goes right along with it. We're going to look at their lives, pretty much Caleb, and we need to get some encouragement from the life of Caleb about serving God, even in our aging, maturing, you might say, years of life. Now, some things here we need to look at about growing old and serving God. No, there's not a time you stop serving God. As long as God lets you live, when God's through with us, what's He going to do? Take us home. Some old farmer said one time, said, you'll just hoe out your row right quick, God will take you on home. Well, that's true to an extent, isn't it? But you never stop serving the Lord. Age has nothing to do with stopping to serve the Lord. Doesn't matter. A lot of folks are young folks. They've probably never even got started serving the Lord and has already stopped. So much discouragement today people have. They just don't really get into serving God. Then others serve the Lord and they pretty soon get discouraged. And they just throw up both hands, throw in the spiritual towel and quit. Then praise God, there are others like Joshua and like Caleb. They start serving the Lord and they just never let up. Aren't you glad there's folks like that around? Those folks like that excite me. I like to be around folks like that, that may be 40, 50, 60, 80 years old and they still love the Lord like they did when they were 20. They're still serving the Lord, still just as compassionate and sweet and loving to be around folks like that. That's my kind of people, amen? I love to be around people like that. Well, let's just see about the question, when do you stop serving the Lord? You never do. Let's look at the life of Caleb. There's three things I want to share. First of all, there's a realization of life. That means the growth. Now, 45 years before, we just read it to you, God sent 12 spies over into Canaan to spy out the land, to see what it was like. Well, they did go, and they did return, all 12 of them. And the 10 out of the 12 saw great big giants over there in Canaan and a little bitty God. But Joshua and Caleb, they saw a great big God and little bitty giants over there. And Caleb said, let's go over at once and possess the land. But the other 10 discouraged all the nation of Israel and they failed to go in. And that whole nation perished from 20 years and above. They perished. But Joshua and Caleb, the Bible says, and Moses said, and God told him, you are going in. Only you two above 20 years old are going in, Joshua and Caleb. And you find that to be true as you studied out the scriptures. So Caleb comes now before Joshua 45 years later. He realizes the promise God had made way back 45 years ago. God, through Moses, promised Caleb, all the land that your feet have trod is going to be yours for an inheritance. All the land of Hebron I'm going to give to you. God promised him that. And Caleb held on to that promise for now at least 45 years beyond the day that it was given. He had not yet realized the promise of God, the fulfillment of it, but yet he's still waiting on God, he's still working for God, he's still serving God, and he still wants to receive what God promised him many, many, many years ago. Well, I don't know about you, but most of us would look at it like this. Well, God promised me something 40 years ago, or 45 years ago. Now I'm 45 years has passed me by. I just wonder if God's ever going to give me that promise. Not Caleb. No, no, no. That promise is just as real, just as near to him at 45 years later. At 85 years old, he was still looking for that promise. Now, look at the realization of life for you and I, just as it was here for Joshua and Caleb as well. In chapter 13, verse 1, we saw, and also over here in, you can look over to chapter 14. Look at a verse over there. 14, look at verse 10. It says something here about Caleb as well. Chapter 14, verse number 10. And now he says, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And he says, now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Now, they were both of them, though, Joshua was stricken in health, but Caleb was very strong in these later years. How many men do you know who are 85 years old who are just as strong and as vibrant as they were at 45? I can testify for me, I'm not as strong at 74 as I was at 45, and I dare say you're not either. But look at Caleb. Both of these men, getting on down the life, you might say, in years. Joshua stricken, ready to go to be with the Lord. Caleb strong as ever. But in these last years of their life, look how they served the Lord. They didn't stop the Lord, serving the Lord, because Joshua was weak and old and stricken in years. And Caleb didn't stop serving the Lord just because he got to be 85 years old and thought it was time to give up and quit serving God. No, they're just as strong spiritually, even probably stronger than they were 45 years before. We don't know how old Joshua was when this was written, but we do know from the Bible that Joshua lived to be 110 years old. We know that because the Bible tells us that he was. But now you find them here, both still leaders in Israel. Joshua's just taken the place of Moses. He's now the number one leader for the children of Israel. He's old, he's stricken in years, he's getting weak, but notice what he's doing. He's still serving the Lord. He's still leading God's people. Here's a realization, folks, listen. It doesn't matter what age we are. If we know the Lord, we start serving Him. And we serve Him, and we serve Him, and we serve Him, and we love Him, and we serve Him till He takes us home. That's a Christian's retirement. Amen? Best there is in the world. Well, we don't serve the Lord while we're strong and young, and then we get weak when we get old and we say, well, you know, I can't serve God anymore. I can't do anything for Jesus. I'm not worth it. I have so many times mature people tell me, well, preacher, I've just wore myself out. I'm not worth anything. I say, you know something? You're still living. You hadn't been taken home yet. If you are worn out and God's through with you, don't worry about it. He'll take you home. But as long as He leaves us here, doesn't matter what your age is. Just keep on serving the Lord. We shouldn't let, like Joshua and Caleb, let age or health, anything in this life, deter us from ultimately serving our Lord. Even though he might have been stricken in years, Joshua. Even though Caleb might have been 85 years old, you find them still strong physically. At least Caleb was. But you know they're very strong spiritually. Look at chapter 14 again. Look at verse 7 through 9. chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of this people, of the people, melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Also slip over and look at verse number 14. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Strong spiritually was Joshua. Still had enough faculties, you might say, that he could still be the leader of God's people. And Caleb, bless his heart, how strong he was spiritually. And he wholly followed the Lord. He was following God when God sent him over into Canaan. And he came home from Canaan still following God. And you find him now 45 years later still following God. After 45 years. You know, I've been preaching about 45 years. And somebody asked me a while back, well, preacher, aren't you about retiring age? Oh, I'm well past that. Retiring age for me would be 66, 67. I'm well past that. But my retiring age is when my health fails and I can't, or my mind goes and I don't know, or when God's through with me and takes me home, then I'll retire. Amen. But not until, not until. I want to be like Caleb. If I live to be 85, I want to be strong spiritually. I want to keep growing spiritually and growing and maturing. There's never going to be a time in your life when you cannot continue to grow spiritually in the Lord. Caleb proves that. At least at 85, he's still leading. He's still serving. Joshua, old and stricken, he's still leading. He's still serving the Lord. That ought to speak to our hearts today. It really should. There should be never a time when you stop serving the Lord. Growing old, listen to me, is not the time to get slack on God. No, no, not ever. Growing old is never the time to get slack on God. Why do I say that? Because I've got two good examples right here before us to prove it. Amen? Amen. Moses didn't get slack on God. He just served God right on through. Great men of God served God till God took them home. Now they did too. So, the realization of life is growth. You enter the life, you mature in the life, and then you possess the life that God's promised you from the beginning. That's true with Caleb. That was true with Joshua. But now how did they do this? How did they endure all these years and all this fighting and battling, some battles they won, some battles they lost, but yet they had an ultimate victory. How did all this come about in the life of Caleb as well as in the life of Joshua? Well, those verses 6 through 12 there in chapter 13 and in chapter 14, and also verse 1 there in chapter 13 tells us they were growing old, but they still relied upon the Lord. There's the ticket. There's the answer to it. It's relying upon the grace of God. Three things you need to see about Caleb's life. Three things in his life where you can see where he depended on the Lord all the days that he served him. First of all, notice this. By relying on the grace of God, Caleb, first of all, relied on God's promise. He believed God's promise. Verse 6, verse 12, he talked about it. Joshua, God promised me, you know that He did, you were there. 45 years ago, God promised me this. And I'm relying on God to fulfill the promise to me that He made 45 years ago. That He's going to give me and my children Hebron for an inheritance. Again, I say he's 45 years down the road. 45 years had passed him by. A lot of folks would have given up and stopped serving God and said, well, I'm not going to get that promise. God just didn't mean what He said. But He did. And 45 years later, he's still looking to God to reveal the promise of his he made to Caleb. Didn't stop looking. Didn't stop serving. Didn't stop waiting, just kept on, kept on, and kept on. Now, does that give us any right to give up and quit on God? No. There's no legitimate reason for us to quit on God or slack up serving God. Unless, of course, you absolutely can't. Now, if you have Alzheimer's, I understand that, and God understands that. If you get to where you can't get out of bed as an invalid, I understand that. But if you can get up and walk and you can get about and you've got some similitude of a mind, then we still serve God, can't we? So here you are 45 years later, 85 years, here's old Caleb, asking Joshua, Joshua, give me that promise that God made to me 45 years ago. Let me ask you something. Only you can answer this. Has God made you a promise of some sort? Has God told you something in your life and you knew it was God? If God promised you something, doesn't matter how long ago it might have been, and you haven't received a promise yet, are you still looking for the promise? Are you still serving God, waiting on Him? Do you still believe God meant what He said when He promised you whatever it is that God promised you? I'm going to tell you something. God promised me heaven the day I got saved. And that's been, oh goodness, almost 60 years or so. But I'm still looking for heaven. I'm not giving up. I'm not slacking up. I'm not retiring. I'm not quitting. I'm not getting discouraged. I'm going to go on till I receive the promise. It may be that I die waiting on the promise, but I'll still get the promise. So here you find Caleb. He's depending, relying upon the grace of God and the promise that God made to him. Don't you give up, church. Don't you give up, Christian. Whatever God's promised you, I promise you He will fulfill what He said. So here you find Caleb relying upon God's promise. But you know something else he's relying on? God's power. Listen to what he said in verse 10. Chapter 14, verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as He said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, and lo, I am this day 85 years. 85, an old man. God had blessed him with 45 years of health, 45 years of strength. If you go back into chapter 13, look at verse 10 and 11 there. I'm sorry, it's 14 we're looking at. He talked about the fact that there were Anakims in the land, and that he said, if God be with us, He'll deliver us, and He'll give us that promise. So he was depending upon the power of God. Now, he was physically as well at 85 as it was at 45. He said, I am able to be just as strong and go out to war and do battle at 85 as I was at 45. Now, how can that be? I don't know anybody who's strong at 85 as they were at 45. I know some 85-year-old men, and some of them in pretty good health, but they're not strong as they were at 45. How can that be? Strong at 85 as it was at 45. We don't experience that today, do we? I'd say I don't know anybody who's 85 who's strong as they were at 45. Well, how did this happen in Caleb's life? He relied upon the grace of God and the promise of God and the power of God in his life. Listen, we may not be as strong physically. Now, I'm not as strong physically as I was 45 years ago. But I'm stronger spiritually. I know I am. I know I've grown. I know I've matured. I know I've learned to rely upon the grace of God. I've learned to rely upon the promise of God. I've learned to rely upon the power of God to get it all done. But also, notice this about Caleb. He relied upon the purpose of God. Listen to what he told Joshua in chapter 13, verse 1. Listen to the latter part of this verse. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Look at chapter 14 and verse 12. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. So, here you find Caleb, relying upon the grace of God, the promise of God, and the power of God, and now he's still relying upon the purpose of God. It was a purpose of God, it was a will of God for these people to be driven out of Canaan so that they could possess the land as God had promised them. And here you find an 85-year-old man inheriting a land filled with giants and warlike people, but he said, if God be for us, He will give us the victory. Has anybody read our church sign lately? Thank you, Bruce. I read it today. Hope you've read it. If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Bruce. That's kind of where Caleb stood. If God be with us, He'll continue to give me the power to drive out those heathens and possess the land that He's already promised to give me. He told Joshua, Joshua, you're old, you're stricken in years, but yet, Joshua, there's much land yet to be possessed. There had been many battles already fought in Joshua's life with Israel. I said earlier, some of them they'd won, some of them they'd lost. But there were yet more battles to face. There was more land to be taken, or occupied, you might say. Yet, here it is with us these days. The same truth's true. Our church has been here 68 years. Many battles the church has been through here. A lot of battles the church has won. Some of the battles the church has lost. But you know what? We're still here. We're still relying upon the grace of God. The promise God's made His church that they will be victorious, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We will have the victory, and we ultimately will be the victors. So we're still here as a church, 68 years later. We're still looking to God, relying upon Him, waiting upon Him, working for Him, still wanting the promise of the church. The church is not going to be, the church is already victorious. Amen? And we trust the Lord just like Caleb did here, the purpose. Joshua, there's much land yet to be conquered. And Hebron's still there. And it's going to have to be conquered too. And here steps up Caleb to possess what God promised him. Well, Caleb had the answer to victory. Here it was. Relying on God's grace. Rely upon God's promises. Rely upon God's power. And rely upon God's promise and His procedure, His purpose in doing what it is. God will drive out our enemy, I promise you, just as He did with Caleb and the people of Hebron. Well, how you do that today? How you drive out the enemy today, just like Caleb? You trust God. You rely upon God. But notice there's a third thing about Caleb's life I want you to see. Look at his reward from the Lord. In verse 13 here of chapter 14, look at it. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for his inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzanite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. If you won't grow old and give up, don't get stricken in years, don't get discouraged, don't get depressed, because you can't do all you used to do 40 years ago. Do what you can now, amen? Don't give up like anybody else has ever done. You will see the end of your faith that you put in Jesus Christ. I promise you, you will, according to the authority of God's Word. Joshua saw it at 110 years. Caleb saw it as he lived on beyond those 85 years. What was his reward that God promised him? He promised Caleb a blessing from the Lord. Joshua, God's man in charge, blessed Caleb before all of Israel. And what did he bless him for? You need to look in Caleb's life. There was three things in his life that Joshua blessed him for. First of all was his faith in God. He never doubted God's promise. He never doubted God's ability. He always wholly followed the Lord, didn't he? Can that be said of us? Could any of us stand and say and testify, I've wholly followed the Lord? I can't say that. Well, I could say it, but I'd be telling an untruth. I backslid one time about 3 years on the Lord. I'm not proud of it. But I thank God He brought me back. Amen. None of us can probably say, I've wholly followed the Lord. I couldn't say that, but Caleb could. So he was blessed because of it. His faith in God. Second thing, he was blessed because of his fight. Caleb had confidently, he had completely followed the Lord. He had stayed in the fight. He hadn't given up. He hadn't quit. He hadn't wavered all along the way. Can that be said of us? It's questionable, isn't it? He blessed him for his faith in God. He blessed him for his fight for the Lord. And he blessed him for his finish. Now he'd come down to possessing the possession that God had promised him. Now God was going to grant to Caleb, after 45 years, He was going to grant him what He promised 45 years ago. Is there something God's promised you hadn't received yet? Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't worry. God hadn't forgot about it. God hadn't turned His back on you. If anybody's forgotten, it's been us. God's still going to do for you what He said He's going to do. Doesn't matter if it was last week or 100 years ago, He'll still do it. So you find him receiving a blessing from the Lord. And you find Caleb also receiving the gift from the Lord in verse 14 there. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Joshua officially gave Caleb Hebron, because God had already promised it to him 45 years ago. But now Joshua just makes it kind of legal, you might say, before the eyes of all the Israelites. He just brought him before the people. He said, now here's the promise God made to you 45 years ago. Hebron, Caleb, is yours and your children's forever and ever because you wholly followed the Lord. He came down to the possession of the possession God promised him 45 years ago. He was receiving the gift that God had promised him, Hebron. I'm not so sure Hebron is such an easy place. Man, 85 years old, God give you something, you had to go out there and conquer at 85 years of age. I don't know how much conquering we'd do today at 85. Does any of y'all know anything about that? I couldn't do much conquering at that age. But he didn't have to. He said, if the Lord be with us, He'll give us the strength to drive out these enemies. And of course, He did. Well, God will keep His promise. Every single promise God has ever made. He's either already kept it, or He's keeping it today, or He's going to keep it to a time when it should be fulfilled, and we'll receive it just as God had said. But we've got to wait like Caleb. We've got to work like Caleb. We've got to want the possession that God gave us. So go back to my title. Growing old, what then? I'll tell you what. Keep going on for God. Don't ever let up. Don't ever give up. We may have entered the land as a Christian. We may be maturing, but we're going to possess the land. I promise you we are. Maybe many more battles to fight. Might win a few, might lose a few, but the campaign is already one, and we will receive God's promise. It's just as sure and just as secure as God's promise to Caleb was. So Christian, lift up your head, for your redemption draws near.